Dr. Monica Gandhi is a professor of medicine and associate division chief at San Francisco General Hospital, here to continue this conversation with us tonight. Doctor, we appreciate your time. We're hearing the word surge a lot right now when it comes to Omicron. Put this all into perspective for us over the course of this pandemic so far.
Yeah, so I think it's very important to remember that a surge in winter of 2021 does not mean the same as it did in the winter of 2020, where cases and hospitalizations back a year ago tracked more in sync. What we are seeing now is a lot of cases from a highly transmissible variant, which is Omicron. But our hospitalizations, especially in highly vaccinated regions and places where there are high rates of natural immunity, are staying down. Where are we seeing hospitalizations go up? In places likely where Delta is still around and the vaccination is low. Those are places like Michigan. Those are places like the upper Midwest. So all the places, just put it together, cases and hospitalizations aren't tracking in the same way. And I think we need to use as our metric of success hospitalizations and get away from cases being the thing we try to control.
Let's talk about concerns around this variant and that we're hearing it is more contagious, maybe not as serious. For those who have been vaccinated, should they rush to get their booster sooner than the 6 months that was recommended?
So anyone who is more at risk for a severe breakthrough should be rushing. And who's more at risk for a severe breakthrough? Older than 65, immunocompromised, multiple medical conditions, or if you're around someone immunocompromised. For the rest of us, the boosters and as recommended is just fine. Really, there are a lot of breakthrough infections with Omicron, but they're very mild. That really likely has to do with the fact that it could be a less severe virus. They're still working on the fact that it looks like it doesn't infect lung cells as well, but it's still highly transmissible, 70, maybe even 70 times more transmissible. Still working that out as well.
We saw those long lines of people waiting to get a test. They're trying to do the good thing, get tested before they go off for the holidays and travel. Why are we not more prepared with tests readily available? Didn't we know this was coming? What is the medical community saying in reaction to where we are?
It is true that rapid tests should be much more available to us than they are, like they are in the UK, essentially. Everyone can get a test in the UK. So I can't explain all those reasons. I would say if you test if you're vaccinated and you don't feel well, or if you're unvaccinated, please test. And if you can't get a test and everyone feels well and you're all vaccinated, you're going to be fine.
What about the wait for boosters, having to make appointments, some people having to wait weeks to get boosters? Are you surprised that we're at that point right now?
Yes, even though I agree with that yeah, I'm surprised about that as well. I think we should have targeted first older people. You know, we should have done a rollout campaign like we did it with the original vaccine, older people first, then you get in line. Then people with medical conditions, you get in line. And I think if we had done that, it would have been boosting the people that we really needed it the most.
I have a few questions, Dr. Gandhi, from some viewers at home. They posted these on Twitter earlier, knowing that you were coming on to talk about Omicron and where we are with the pandemic right now. This first question comes from Cynthia, and she says, how can you tell which strain it is? And if you have two shots and the booster, what are your percentages? What percentage are you protected against Omicron?
This is a great question. You can't tell from a PCR test unless you do this specific type of PCR test, and then you can look for S gene dropout. You cannot tell from an antigen test. So it really has to be sequenced, which of course we're only doing about with 5% of our strains, and that's how we can tell 73%. So you really can't tell. If you are vaccinated and boosted, you are really safe. You are really safe. Now, it is possible, again, depending that people could have sometimes mild symptoms. Even with boosters, we've seen it, but it's rare. You are safe and you should see your family.
The other thing that we had heard really since the start of the pandemic is one of the symptoms people would lose, their sense of smell, their sense of taste. This question comes from LV, and they say, how do we know if it's a cold or Omicron if the symptoms are the same? Are they still the same?
You're right that Omicron is looking more like a typical upper respiratory tract infection than those weird things that the other variants did, which was to create a loss of taste and smell. These two studies, one from University of Hong Kong, one from the Ravi Gupta lab at the University of College London, is showing us that Omicron does not infect lung cells very readily. It just infects up here in the upper respiratory tract. That makes it look like symptoms of a cold. It makes it look like runny nose, sniffing, kind of feeling headache, not feeling totally great, but absolutely not the loss of taste and smell. People have not been reporting that. So you're right, it looks like a cold. And the best way, if you're gonna be around someone vulnerable, to make sure that it isn't COVID is of course to test. But I also think that we're not gonna be able to all be able to test. So if you're feeling well, you're likely not spreading it if you're vaccinated.
I have one last question from one of our viewers. A. Lero said, I'm starting to give up on returning back to normal life prior to COVID. Opinion on this. This really speaks to that COVID fatigue and if we're going to be entering an endemic.
You know, I have two really quick things on that. Number one is that if we start doing what Singapore did, which is they said, we're going to measure our success on hospitalizations, not cases. We're not going to tell you if cases go up and down, but we're going to track it in health departments. We could look a lot more normal because places of low hospitalization are actually doing great. Second is, frankly, if this is more transmissible and less virulent, that is how the 1918 influenza pandemic ended. And maybe this is going to herald the end of the pandemic. We're going to have to see. But we can even have a more normal life now if we don't go up and down with every case count.
What stops us from just measuring hospitalizations? What is the barrier?
You know, it's been kind of political in this country that Singapore, of course, kept their population safe. But they decided 2 months ago that, hey, you know what? You're still going to get breakthroughs, but they're really mild. And everyone's vaccinated, 87% of their population. So we're going to track hospitalizations. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people are concerned here that we wouldn't be able to tell if an uptick was going the right way. But I'll tell you that health departments should still track cases, just like they are in Singapore. But they restrict the population and they worry the population based on hospitalization numbers. And I think that would be a good way for us to go starting tomorrow.
Yeah, plays a mental game with us at this point in the pandemic.
Yes.
Dr. Gandhi,
yes.
Appreciate your insight as always. Thank you.
Thank you.